schoolboy who has turned in a nasty piece of work and is waiting to be told exactly how bad it is. "And this is called the piper was saying.
"A sausage, sir," Corporal Knopf muttered.
"This is what you think is a sausage here, is it?" There was a gasp from the crowd. Bart Blintz was very proud of its traditional Volan pork sausages.
"Yes, sir," said Corporal Knopf.
"Amazing," said the piper. He looked up at the mayor. "And you are?"
"I am the mayor of this town, and..."
The piper held up a hand and then nodded towards the old man who was sitting on his cart, grinning broadly. "My agent will deal with you," he said. He threw away the sausage, put his feet up on the other end of the bench, pulled his hat down over his eyes, and lay back. The mayor went red in the face. Sergeant Doppelpunkt leaned towards him.
"Remember the badger, sir," he whispered.
Yes.
The mayor, with what little dignity he had left, walked over to the cart.
"I believe the fee for running the town of rats will be $300, he said.
"Then I expect you'll believe anything," said the old man.
He glanced at a footnote on his knee.
"Let's see, call-out fee plus special charge because it's St. Prodnitz's Day, plus pipe tax. Looks like a medium-sized town, so that's extra wear and tear on cart. Travelling costs at $1 a mile. Miscellaneous expenses, taxes, charges..."
He looked up.
"Tell you what, let's say $1,000, okay?"
$1,000? We haven't got $1,000. That's outright..."
"Badger, sir," hissed Sergeant Doppelpunkt.
"You can't pay," said the old man.
"We don't have that kind of money. We've had to spend a lot of money bringing in food."
"You don't have any money?" said the old man.
"Nothing like that amount, no."
The old man scratched his chin. He said,
"I can see where that's going to be a bit difficult because..." "Let's see."
He scribbled in his notebook for a moment and then looked up.
"You already owe us $467.19 for call-out, travel and miscellaneous sundries."
"What? He hasn't blown a note."
"Ah, but he's ready to," said the old man. "We've come all this way. You can't pay. Bit what they call an imp arse, then. He's got to lead something out of town, you see? Otherwise the news will get round and no one will show him any respect. And if you haven't got respect, what have you got? If a piper doesn't have respect, he's..." "Rubbish," said a voice. "I think he's rubbish."
The piper raised the brim of his hat. The crowd in front of Keith parted in a hurry.
"Yeah?" said the piper.
"I don't think he can pipe up even one rat," said Keith. "He's just a fraud and a bully. Ha! I bet I can pipe up more rats than him."
Some of the people in the crowd began to creep away. No one wanted to be around when the rat piper lost his temper. The piper swung his boots down onto the ground and pushed his hat back on his head.
"You're a rat piper, kid," he said softly.
Keith stuck out his chin defiantly.
"Yes, and don't call me kid, old man."
The piper grinned.
"Ah," he said, "I knew I was going to like this place. And you can make a rat dance, can you, kid?"
"More than you can, piper."
"Sounds like a challenge to me," said the piper.
"The piper doesn't accept challenges from..."
The old man on the cart began, but the rat piper waved him into silence.
"You know, kid," he said, "this isn't the first time some kid has tried this. I'm walking down the street and someone yells, 'Go for your piccolo, mister,' and I turn around and it's always a kid like you with a stupid-looking face. Now, I don't want anyone to say I'm an unfair man, kid. So, if you just care to apologise, you might walk away from here with the same number of legs you started with."
"You're frightened."
Melissa stepped out of the crowd. The piper grinned at her and then stopped grinning. Melissa could do that to people.
"Yeah," he said.
"Yes, because everyone knows what happens at a time like this. Let me ask this stupid-looking kid, who I've never seen before, are you an orphan?"
"Yes,"
said Keith.
"Do you know nothing about your background at all?"
"No."
"Aha," said Melissa. "That proves it. We all know what happens when a mysterious orphan turns up and challenges someone big and powerful, don't we? It's like being the third and youngest son of a king. He can't help but win."
She looked triumphantly at the crowd. But the crowd looked doubtful. They hadn't read as many stories as Melissia, and were rather more attached to the experience of real life.